All right, good morning, 10:36 now. It's 700 WLW. Scott's off today. McConnell in. He'll be back tomorrow. And I'll be back to bright and early. And Doug's bud, Dr. Doug Hoffman, who's a vet around town, is in here today because we got 4th of July coming up. And it makes a lot of noise. And dogs get scared. In fact, a lot of them. But first of all, good to meet you. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. What percentage of dogs have a real problem with noises?
You know,
now, to define real problems, some want to dig a hole and crawl in it. Some are just scared and hide under a bed.
I think it's a pretty prevalent problem for a lot of pets with fireworks. I know personally, I have a Great Dane, and mine does horrible with loud noises like that. So I think it's something that's very common, and a lot of people have to deal with. And there's a lot of different ways that you can deal with that type of noise.
Yeah, and part of the problem is, I mean, some people get carried away and start the fireworks on Friday night, and then Saturday night, and then Sunday night, and then Monday night. And if it's your neighbor, what are you gonna do?
It's a rough time for
you can't
a lot
shoot
of dogs.
Them.
Yeah.
Because that's noisy, too.
And probably not legal.
So, no, yeah. That, too. It's another wrinkle. For whatever reason, it's not like a small dog has a bigger problem with this than bigger dogs, because you said you have a Great Dane.
Right.
But it seems to me the dogs I've known that have had this issue have been smaller dogs.
Well,
who seem to be scared of everything anyway.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think of the littler dogs are the more nervous dogs, but the bigger ones, the bigger problem with them is they do more damage. Yeah, you know, so
true.
You put them in a room, and they can dig through a carpet, they can chew through a wall, they can chew through a door if they really get upset. We see a lot of injuries. This is our busiest time of the year in the emergency room. Around the 4th of July, and it's not just the noise. There's a lot of other, 4th of July things that we need to worry about.
The flash and the noise.
Well, the flash, but
a dog will freak out and just run out in the street and get hit by a car.
That's a big thing with people losing their pets at this time of the year. They freak out and they run. Hit by cars are a big thing that we worry about at this time of the year. But there's also things just with the 4th of July picnics and everything like that. We see a lot of foreign body problems with this. Dogs eating, a big one is corn cobs. That's one thing
really?
That we really deal a lot with. We do a lot of surgeries, unfortunately, to remove corn cobs that always get stuck.
This is probably them getting in the trash.
Getting in the trash, or some people just, here, chew on this because they like it, and these things always get stuck. So we always warn people, be careful with the chicken bones. Be careful with the stuff you're grilling out with. Keep the dogs safe and keep them quiet.
So, see, when it comes to a bone, the problem is when the bone, I've heard, is when it's cooked. Because I went to Thanksgiving dinner, this is a couple years ago. As I get there, my niece is outside chasing her dog. Finds the dog, who apparently had found a turkey left out to thaw and had the drumstick in its mouth. So somebody was going to have a lousy turkey. And as she's trying to get it, chase the dog down, the dog swallowed it.
Right, right.
Now, what was online, of course, everything's online, was if the leg was not cooked, it's not a problem going through the digestive system. True or false?
It depends on how big it is.
Yeah.
So sometimes the stomach can digest something like that. But the bigger thing with bones is when they chew them, typically they splinter. And they're like little needles.
Okay.
So we see a lot of foreign bodies with bones, and we really recommend not letting dogs get into things like chicken bones or anything like that. But another big thing that people do, and we've had this as a foreign body, is when people are grilling out or they're pouring like the juices, the meats, or whatever, and they pour it out on their decorative stone.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had a dog one time that went out and ate all the stone that was covered in all of that meat juice, and the entire stomach was filled with rocks. So, you'd be amazed what these guys will get into, and then you add on all the stress, the fireworks, the noise, and you can get
you
some
make this sound
things.
Like the most miserable time to be a dog.
Well,
you know?
If you're a dog,
here comes dog hell.
It's
ready?
It's not as many cases as we see on 4th of July, I think that there's something to that, so.
So it's bigger than Labor Day, Memorial Day?
It just is. It's a big holiday, and it's a very busy one for the emergency room for dogs. So
you work a lot on
July
weekend.
Well, we always work, so it's never close.
You did come across a product if you have a dog. There are a few of them out there. I had heard of if your dog is afraid of loud, sudden noises. It could be a thunderstorm rolling in. It could be fireworks 4th of July.
Right.
And some other people I knew used was called a thunder shirt. which is just you'd put it on the dog when you know it's going to get noisy, like a huge thunderstorm coming through, and it's supposed to make the dog feel like he's being hugged or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who've used it and said that works well, but not for every dog. It works for some. Then you right. have another one that you just put on in the dog's mouth.
Right. There is a new product that they've come out with. You know, in the old days, or you know, not even that old days, but you know, it used to be you have to do things like Valium. You know, a drug called Acepromazine if you wanted to sedate your dog if they were really upset. But there is a new drug out there that I think you can people should go talk to their family vets about called Cilio, which is this new gel that people can give at home under a veterinarian supervision, but they can give it home, and it's with a syringe. They just put it between the cheek and gum, and it gets absorbed by the mucosa.
A syringe with a needle on it?
Just a syringe, so they know how much they're giving. And it very specific dosing instructions. And you give this maybe 30, 60 minutes before you think there's going to be a fireworks event or something like that. And what it does is it calms the dog down without all the sedation effects. So the pet's functional. You know, and the big worry in the old days was sedating them is that you know, they would be sedated and they weren't functional.
Right,
there was
dopey.
A danger to that,
yeah.
Or you'd give them too much. This is a newer product out there that hopefully gets rid of some of those side effects. And there's been some good success with it, but it's very new. And it's something I would recommend if your dog really suffers from anxiety due to noise. This drug is specifically made for noise aversion in dogs, and you know I'd talk
what
to your family
about that.
What does it do? It's basically an alpha 2 agonist, and it blocks the norepinephrine release. And norepinephrine in the body is responsible
like the
for fear.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. So what it does is it sort of blocks that. It calms them down, and they just don't get so afraid and get so upset. But the benefit of this is, as opposed to having to give them a drug, you know, IV giving them a pill or something like that to actually sedate them, this allows them to be functional while
How long is it good for?
It'll last, you can dose it about every 2 hours depending on how long the event is. So
right,
if it's,
okay.
you know, 4 or 5 hour huge party with lots of noise and, you know, fireworks are going on, you can give it a few times in between. You just have to be careful who you're giving it to. It can't be in real young puppies. It can't be in dogs that have heart disease or liver disease or things like that. So you really need to talk to your family vet if this is the right drug for you. But it is a new product out on the market that may help a lot of pets.
S-I-L-E-O.
Correct. Cilio.
Cilio. Ask your doc. All right. Well, that's all the time I have. Got to run, but I appreciate yours.
Oh, I appreciate you having me on.
Enjoy working over the weekend. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh,
it'll
be awesome.
Yeah. Do you disallow people like staff to take vacation around the 4th
of July?
I never knew it was that bad for dogs. That's,
yeah, it's a busy time. So when, you know, that's why we're there all the time.
Learn
so.
Something new every day. Today's covered.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. Dr. Doug Hoffman, good to meet you.
Thank you.
See you. You betcha. 1044 now, 700 WLW.